Chairman Joseph Izzo encouraged residents to continue to send the board written comments for review. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Joseph Spector is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle. A new report has found age 65 and older grew 26% over the past 10 years. By comparison, the overall population increased just 3% over the same period. The report by Center for an Urban Future, a New York City-based think tank, was commissioned by AARP. The center found that nearly one in six New Yorkers was 65 and over, representing 16% of the total population. The growth of the older adult population outpaced the growth of the general population in the state's 20 largest cities and counties. And the city of Rochester had the fastest growth in older adults of any city, increasing 36% between 2007 and 2017. The report reflected the state's ongoing problem of fewer people moving in. Between 2017 and 2018, New York's population fell faster than in any other state nationwide, and it was one of only nine states to lose population, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. In the Hudson Valley, the region added more than 78,000 older adults over the past decade, but its under 65 demographic fell by 120,000, according to the report. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro presented his 2019 State of the County Address, February 27th, at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. Molinaro touted the county's fiscal stability by pointing to the Standard & Poor's endorsement of the county's fiscal management and reaffirming its AA-plus bond rating. He said fiscal stability has enabled the county government to deliver tax relief to residents and businesses with five consecutive years of property tax levy reductions. At the same time, officials have been able to focus on initiatives to combat community challenges and enhance programs, services, and facilities countywide. The hour-long address was attended by 500 people. During the course of his presentation, Molinaro mentioned several county initiatives, including targeting opioid addiction, expanding medication-assisted treatment at the county jail, addressing homelessness, and continuing to grow economic development. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. State environmental officials want to know how a disposal bag for biohazards wound up in a Rensselaer dump that can legally only accept construction and demolition debris. High winds, February 25th, blew debris out of the S.A. Dunn dump in Rensselaer and into a fence at the nearby Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. Among the debris was an empty, bright red and black bag labeled for biohazards. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has directed the landfill operator to determine where the biohazard bag came from. The agency has also increased its inspections of the landfill. The results of DEC's investigation will determine the need for enforcement actions. Some neighbors of the facility have raised concerns that the dump might be accepting more than construction and demolition debris, such as bricks, sheetrock, asphalt, and more. They have also complained of foul odors and a stream of heavy truck traffic. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Eva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Friday with a high near 35, a low around 23. There's a chance of snow Saturday morning, a 50% chance, with a high near 37, low around 27 Saturday night. And then snow is likely on Sunday, mainly after 4 p.m., with a high near 32, a low around 23. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.
This is Maria Manhattan, and you're in the Hudson Cafe. I'm so happy you could join us today here at WGXC. As you know, we are in the midst of our Radio for Open Ears pledge drive, and we need sustenance. That's how we all need sustenance, right? And here at Creative Community Radio, those open ears rely on your contributing to us. We'd like you to become a sustaining supporter. So give us a call at 518-697-7400.
518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. That is the number to call now to keep WGXC and the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin on the air. 518-697-7400. You can also go to WGXC.org/donate. That's WGXC.org/donate. That's 518-697-7400. That is the number to call to keep WGXC on the air. We need your support. We really can't do it without you. You can also go to WGXC.org/donate. That's WGXC.org/donate to make a one-time or monthly pledge.
Great. Coughing. Ellen Thurston.
And Thomas D. Pietro.
Well, thank you, Ellen. That's me.
Has taken over the mic.
Yes.
Will lead us through the...
I will lead us through the...
Fun drive. We're involved in a fun drive.
Oh, yeah, right.
WGXC, in case
How could I forget?
Know.
How could they forget?
And, you know, we had one just a little while ago, and it was
a long time ago.
Successful.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And
fun. Let's not get carried away, Ellen.
And well, I thought it was fun.
Oh, okay. If you thought it was fun, then it was fun.
Well, it was fun because people were, actually signing up for
right.
sustaining.
And
membership.
You have a much more sensitive fun meter.
A fun meter.
Kind of built in, right?
I don't know about that.
Speaking of fun, Ellen, do you know what's going on March 9th?
March 9th. And March 9th, what happens then?
Well, it's going to be a little
party.
A little shindig, if you will.
Raise money.
Do you like that word, shindig?
I
always like that. Yeah. A little shindig over at the back bar. March 9th at 347 Warren Street, a.k.a. the back bar.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a little celebration. You know what we're going to celebrate?
WGXC.
Yeah, you know why? Because 8 is great. Let's celebrate. You know what that means?
Eight years. Yeah.
8 years. 8 years.
8 years for radio for open ears.
Wow. Ellen, you're so proud of your little rhyme scheme there. You little poet, you.
8 years. Do you remember, were you here the first year?
I don't know.
Did you live in Hudson then?
I was certainly here a lot. I don't recall when I started my first show. It could have been 8 years ago.
It was really just down the street from where you're living.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Close by?
Well, it was, yeah. It was at the park.
You sort of had to run down the hill to get there, I suppose.
And although sometimes I'd drive only because I was bringing in records and CDs and all this mm-hmm. other stuff I had to carry. Ellen, I'm going to sneeze. Talk.
Ooh, bless you.
Excuse me.
Well, the equipment, I think, lasted through that explosion. There was an explosion here at the station. God.
Anyway.
Oh, you know Tom.
I know. I was definitely here for 7, but go ahead. What?
The name of that show.
What show?
Your first show.
Oh, you want to?
Was
Mambo?
Mambo Italiano.
Correct. That is
and
correct.
I think it would be great if you would play some of the things you played that show.
When? Another
Today.
Day? Today? Maybe I will. Oh, you should have warned me earlier. I could have brought some CDs.
Well.
Instead, I'm going to have to go to the interweb.
Interweb.
And find some of this. No, I'll do it. But I still haven't finished explaining what happens on March 9th. We're going to have a shindig at Back Bar celebrating WJXC for our 8th anniversary.
Wow.
8 is great. Let's celebrate. What was the one you came up with? An extra one.
Oh, what
eight
was it?
Is great. Let's
already
celebrate.
Forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good. Let's eat. No, let's eat. there'll be DJs and you can get booze and food. And it's only get this, Ellen, only $8.
Oh, how cute. $8 for 8 years.
Oh, Ellen, you picked up that one quick.
Well,
took me a while to understand. Why did they come up with 8? Why not 10? Why not 20?
Oh, you're smarter than that.
No, I'm slow.
What they used to call slow. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm not ashamed of it. I can't pick up everything right away. You know, you can't be all things to all people all the time.
Yes, you can.
Sometimes I'm just not there.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I know.
I think you can.
I do too.
All things.
In fact,
to
I've been
all
thinking
people.
About a lot lately.
I mean, here we are in the studio.
Yes.
We don't see our listening audience.
Oh, I see them in my mind's eye.
Well, I don't see them in my mind's eye necessarily.
I see a whole crowd. Thousands and thousands of people staring at me. And I'm up here naked. Oh, wait, no, that's my dream last night. Sorry, that's a different thing. Sorry. Go ahead. You were saying.
Oh, Tom. I think there are a great variety of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of them are local to Hudson and to the Catskills.
Hey, you know what?
The region.
Speaking of which, you know who called in the other day to our number one show, I'll admit it, the Drive Time show?
Who was that? Somebody called in?
From the prison in Coxsackie.
No,
isn't that something?
Kidding.
I wonder if any of those guys listen to us.
I hope so.
I mean, I hope we don't bore them with our, you know, lame stuff. But I know that the Drive Time show has a lot of listeners at the Coxsackie Correctional Institution. And I'm giving them a shout out because it's amazing. And not only do they listen, Ellen, do you know what those guys do? They actually send in money.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Because you know how much you're in prison. Not a hell of a lot. I mean,
right.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get 15 cents an hour or something like that because
right.
they deduct all your expenses. They send in money. So I hope all you people out there who aren't in prison are shamed by that fact. Because I think shame is a valuable emotion.
Well, I'd rather not.
Well, I know you'd rather not, but I would. Because, you know, that's how I'm all about the guilt and the shame.
Okay, I'll let you go right ahead and... You're all about what?
Guilt and shame.
Oh, guilt, I understand.
Oh, guilt, you understand? Really? I thought you wasps had no guilt about anything. You know,
oh, I don't know.
You killed the Indians, you enslaved. You didn't care. Or do you?
I don't remember killing the Indians. I don't remember doing those things.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not going to condemn all wasps just because you happen to be one. I have plenty of guilt and shame for many things done by my ancestors, I'm sure. Meanwhile, but to get back to the original, those prisoners at Coxsackie send in money. Now, if they can do it, folks, if they can do it, so can you.
That's,
and it's not hard.
It's incredible.
You go to WJXC. They have to actually send it in because they can't get online and just do what you free people can do. You people out there who are free to go on the internet and go to WJXC.org/donate. And freely, you can donate. And because you're out and not in prison, you probably have a credit card. And with that credit card, you can become a sustaining supporter.
Here's transmission art from Vladimir Ushevsky with Wireless Fantasy. Thank you.
So here's my question for you listeners of the Hudson Cafe. Where else are you going to hear Pink Martini and the Hot Sardines and so many other tasty morsels that I have lined up for you today? Nowhere else but on WGXC. We need your help. We're fundraising. Give us a call at 518-697-7400. Become a sustaining member. You know, we contribute to so many things via a monthly subscription nowadays. I wouldn't say contribute is the right word when you are actually buying subscriptions to perhaps the New York Times or Photoshop or Netflix. But it's sort of a way that we now use of working within the world. And it's rather painless because that contribution to us comes to us on a monthly basis. You don't have to think about it. And you really help us out tremendously. You know, getting these broadcasting licenses, keeping the lights on, paying rent, all those things are what are the bedrock of WGXC. So give us a call, 518-697-7400.
Yes, it's the WGXC Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. Please help keep community radio in Columbia and Greene counties on the air. It's WGXC. 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. That is the number to call to pledge now. Please do it. We are particularly focused on trying to get new sustaining monthly supporters. We have about 30% of the sustaining supporters we need to eliminate these pledge drives altogether. So, if you're someone who gives to WGXC, why not make it easy on yourself and just sign up to do it automagically once every month? It's 518-697-7400. That is the number to call to support WGXC and the Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. Help keep community radio on the air in Columbia and Greene counties. 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400.
Tom.
Did you know what happened during the last part of our show?
No.
Online,
mm-hmm.
In the last 15 minutes or 16 minutes, three contributions. And not only were they contributions, but let's see.
Thank you. Thank you three times.
A big thank you to Harry in Catskill for making a generous pledge of support. Many thanks to Carolyn from Kinderhook for becoming a sustaining supporter.
Yay! Thank you. Woo!
It's not over. And thanks to Kurt of Hudson for also becoming a sustaining supporter.
Yay! Woo!
Amazing. Two. We count them. Two. And another one. That makes three, I guess.
That's right.
You know, Louis puts me in a mood. He just does it to me. I just groove on Louis Prima, Ellen.
Well, that's good. It's good to have somebody to groove on.
Well, you know, it's like he's not only he's an incredible performer. And in my view...
You've seen him in person?
I've seen him on video performing. And he was in a couple crappy movies, but mm-hmm. he did his whole routine. And, you know, he came from New Orleans, which accounts for a lot of his sound being such an amalgam of so many different sounds, you know, blues, jazz, mm-hmm. and anticipating rock and roll. You had to see this guy on stage, man. He was incredible. He was so incredible.
How old is he?
He did. Oh, I don't know. He lasted a long time. He performed a long time.
Yeah.
And then he was less known in his later years because he was actually one of the first signed performers in Las Vegas. You know how they then became mm-hmm. like signed to appear someplace mm-hmm. on and on and on. Well, he was one of the first. Anyway, and that, of course, included his wonderful partner for a short time, his wife, Keely Smith. They didn't last forever. She only died like last year or so.
Really?
Yeah. And she was still performing in cabarets, doing some of the songs.
She was a sort of, her persona was kind of a goofy.
No, just kind of, well, it's kind of the opposite. She would make fun of him.
Oh, really?
When they were together, yeah.
Huh. I think I must have seen him in the movies.
Yeah. She would play maybe a little bit naive, but it was he was the doofus. That's why I like him, because mm-hmm. I can identify with that, you know. I mean, come on. You know, men are stupid.
Once a doofus,
he's a doofus.
Doofus.
There you go. Okay. You got something that looks like you want to talk about.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, shoot,
this
sister.
Is another,
shoot, sister.
Another way that people can become partners, so to speak.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
With the radio station.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. How so?
And that is... there is a T-shirt design contest.
Oh, yes. You going to enter?
No, I'm not going to enter.
No?
No. Really? It's not my thing.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I proudly wear my WGXC T-shirt.
I know you do. So is my wife has a whole collection of them.
Really? Well, she should design one.
She probably could. Yeah. She's got multiple talents.
Digital and handmade designs are acceptable. Designs must include, and then the type drops out, so I can't see
think.
What
here.
It's supposed to be.
Pass it over here.
Number two, designs must include.
Let's see. Designs must include WGXC 90.7 FM plus radio for open ears.
Oh,
in
that's
the text
easy.
Or the visual representation, along with whatever else you can imagine. It could be in black and white or color. All designs must be entirely original. The winning design will be produced by Waveform's WGXC with designer credit on air and online. One design will be selected by a panel of WGXC staff and volunteers. Submissions due March 6th, 2019.
I hope the listening audience will be aware of the fact that I said I couldn't read one line and...
Well, I wasn't going to stop.
It was taken away
from
me.
I'm sorry.
Me.
You want to read it again? Go ahead.
No.
Maybe later in the show.
No, I don't.
Later
but
in
I,
the show.
But I think a T-shirt is a great idea.
T-shirts are great. And, you know, we've had some really great designs. Max Goldfarb did an incredible design mm-hmm. using Semaphore. Brian DeWan did an incredible design. Mm-hmm. Tyson Hauf did an incredible design. We've had some great local people designing shirts.
Right.
And, Matt Thurber, if you're out there and listening, I know you're a working artist, so you probably don't want to do something for free, but you could be on a WGXC T-shirt. I know he did a couple other things for us.
Thank you.
That was Annie Gosfield with Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds Back.
Again, wgxc.org/donate or at 518-697-7400. Those of you who aren't familiar with us, we are a community radio station made up of all volunteers. None of us are paid. We come in here with our knowledge and our passion, whether it's music or an idea for a talk show or a variety show. We come just without baggage, really. You know, no one telling us what to do. And that doesn't mean that we're not disciplined here. As you listen to the different types of programs that are produced here and abroad, there's a lot for everyone. WGXC.org/donate. Let's go to our webpage, WGXC.org. You know, as I was just talking about, you know, the TuneIn app on your phone, there are other ways to listen to us, even when you can't be right there, right then, and right there. As you've heard us talk about it, you can now go to any show that you want at WGXC and get it as a download. Yes, it's available as a podcast. For instance, if you're with me, go to, you know, our webpage, go to the top of the page and click in your show, like Jazz Disturbance, for instance. Then you click on the name of that show and it will give you options that you can, whether it's Spotify or iTunes, but you can carry us along, listen to us whenever you want to. And that's a great thing because we're all kind of busy. We can't always sit here from 11 to 1 and listen to me, but maybe on a Friday afternoon, you'd like to bring in some jazz into your home. And the only way that's going to happen is if you help sustain us. WGXC.org/donate. Going to continue here with the music. We're listening to pianist Andrew Lawrence from the release Trialogue, and we're listening to the tune Still No. Music from all over the world that you'll hear, whether it's on my show or one of our evening music programs that are from 8 to midnight. Take a listen anytime.
Or radio magic. radio static. Oh, radio static. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio static. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio magic. Oh, radio static. Oh, radio magic. Radio magic. Oh, radio static. Zabernai aus dem Sender, Radio Magic, had a huge influence on me when I first signed on the doomed and yet beautiful ship of experimental radio. Many, many years ago, 1,000 years ago. And the Zabernai, it's usually translated as magic or as wizardry, but it's not the magic of, say, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's the magic that turns the hat into a rabbit and then turns the rabbit into an owl or a frog or a hungry ghost. Transformation. Hans Flesch, the Zauberei Künstler, the wizard of the air. Transformation, the transformation of spaces, the transformation of subjectivity, the transformation of live into radiophonic. So what about this camerata? This WGXC camerata, well, we cannot have a 7th birthday party without some singing. And it turns out that the last thing we know, if you go to Wikipedia, even to Wikipedia Deutschland, auf Deutsch, you will see a question mark at the date of his death, 1945. Question mark. So what is that? Well, the last thing we know about Hans Flesch, he was trained as a doctor. It was 1945. Berlin was surrounded. Demented Hitler in his bunker, waiting for some miracle. Have you seen the movie Downfall and all of the many, it's turned into a meme with all the alternative subtitles. Steiner! Steiner will come and save the day. Well, Steiner did not save the day. And it was April 1945, and Flesch actually started a field hospital for civilian casualties. And then he disappeared. A radiophonist who just disappears into thin air. And so it's up to us. You are all now declared the camerata, the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Also, listeners at home, please let's make this valley vibrate with song. You're sipping, you're getting ready. I will join you. So we are indeed going to sing a litany, an incantation in search of Hans Flesch. But we're just a camerata, we've just formed, we need to warm up. So everyone, please, posture is key in singing. I know that this room has some very serious singers. I've heard some of the voices, and we are going to make this space vibrate. We're going to make it jump into the air. A little bit of a warm-up. Listen and repeat. Mu me mai me mi. Mu me mai me mai mo mi. Let's all try to listen to each other. Let us try to replicate the pitch. And not just the pitch, but the rhythm. So if I say, me, 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 my, mo, me, please don't. Me, 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 ma. You get the idea. Me, 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 my, my, mo, me.
Me, me, my, mo, me.
Better. Echo. Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa.
Have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa,
have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa,
have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa, have a cuppa,
have a cuppa tea,
have a cuppa tea
on WGXC. Getting there, getting better. Now remember, posture is key. This is a voice that has absolutely no resonance, so we need to use our belly voice. So I want to hear belly voices on this. My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the Hudson.
My body flies over the sea.
My body flies over the sea.
Won't you please bring back my body?
Won't you please bring back my body?
Oh, bring back my body. I think we're ready. Deep breaths. Everyone's centered. It's a kind of meditative. We're into litany, incantation. Litany and incantation. We're going to vibrate our bodies onto the air. At home, it's not that cold that a window cannot be opened, and send your voices back to us here in Catskill. Communication is community.
Communication is community.
The technology of transmission.
The technology of transmission.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Is the promise of one world made whole.
Brought together.
Brought together.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
All languages, all races, all cultures.
I dream of a time.
I dream of a time.
When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches each other on air.
No.
glorious communion.
A glorious communion.
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 Communion. Celebration to end all celebrations.
A celebration to end all celebrations.
In a language to end all languages.
A language to end all languages.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody.
Here comes everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed the debut performance of the WGXC Radio Magic Camerata. Brava, bravo, bravissimo. Thank you.
Open Ears Radio Fun Drive. As you probably know, you can call, or maybe you don't, 518-697-7400, or you could donate online, wgxc.org/donate. And we're looking for some sustaining pledges, just a little bit every month, and you can keep these fine programs on the air.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Neva Wartell. This is our Winter 2019 Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive, and our goal for the pledge drive is 250 more sustaining monthly supporters. And my personal goal for today is 5 new sustaining supporters. So if you enjoy what you're hearing, you can call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your sustaining monthly pledge. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but whatever it is, we certainly can put it to good use. We will put it to good use. This is Radio for Open Ears, and if you have your ears open, you'll know that what you hear here on WGXC is not what you're going to hear on any other radio station, certainly in the Upper Hudson Valley. And, we strive to bring you programming that you really are not going to hear anywhere else. So, again, the number to call is 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org/donate.
Audio radio, audio radio, audio radio, audio radio, audio radio. D-O. Radio. 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 Radio.
But right now, we're radio for open ears, raising money during the pledge drive. Right now, that's what's happening, and the number is 518-697-7400. So we're getting the cashola from our unbelievably supportive listeners right now. We have our sustaining members who are pledging on a monthly basis, just some of them just modest amounts, some of them significant amounts, but just enough to get by on this community radio project. The number is 518-697-7400. And we are appealing to our listeners at this time. This is what happens, guys. We got to make community radio happen. And this is what happens when we don't have corporate sponsorship, commercials, state government funding, and independent wealth that allows us to sail through with ease. So that's why we have to get everyone participating. It's like getting a president elected. $27 a piece can actually get your president elected if we put our minds together. Well, community radio. 518-697-7400, people.
Our objective today is nothing less than the genesis of a living human brain. Keeping in mind that bold revolutions in art and science most often result from the creative synthesis of seemingly unrelated or even profoundly incompatible materials and ideas. For example, on this side of the equation, a bowl of mashed potatoes, in this case, Idaho tubers. Mashed potatoes are among the few organic substances to effectively mimic human brain matter. Consistency, density, and critical mass. Also a very pleasant aroma.